Amen.
Right.
First Chronicles chapter number 11. I don't know how you do it here. Amen. I've said it a few times, but if you stand for the reading of God's word, we didn't have you to stand this time. Amen. You do however you're accustomed to. Amen. But I just want to read one scripture here. First Chronicles chapter number 11. I want to read verse number 22. Amen. Yeah, that won't you say amen.
Amen.
Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kazel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. And also he went down and slew a lion in a pit in a snowy day. Would you, if you don't mind, would you read that together here with me? Amen. I know there's some words in here. It's probably not easy to pronounce. Amen. And I can't hardly do it either. Amen. But would you read that? I love when people get together, don't you?
Yeah.
Amen. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kazel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. And also he went down and slew a lion in a pit in a snowy day. I'd like to preach that the Lord will stand by me on power to slay on a snowy day.
Yes.
Would you stretch your hands this way and ask the Holy Ghost to help me? Lord, I praise you. God, I love you. God, I praise you. God, I thank you for this opportunity to be in your house. God, I ask you, Lord, that you would anoint me special. God, anoint my voice here. Give me strength, God, my body. God, I pray you'd stir us up. I thank you for what I felt here already. God, I ask you, Lord, to just help us right here. I don't want to preach, Lord. Will you please do the preaching and I'll give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I thought, amen, this thought kept coming to me a little while back. And I thought, I want to share it with you how God give it to me, if that's all right. Amen. But Benaiah, amen, was a very popular name in the Hebrew. And it's mentioned several times in the Bible. And I thought this Benaiah that I want to preach to us today was one of David's mighty men. And I thought Benaiah was from a southern Judea city called Kazel. And the Bible said that he was the son of Jehoiada. And I thought I got to studying on this Benaiah. Amen. Some interesting things that I found out is he was known as a fearless warrior. Amen. In verse 23, the Bible said that he slew an Egyptian man of great stature. Amen. 5 cubits high. And in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. I thought Benaiah, amen, only took with him, amen, a staff in his hand. He took a spear out of the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and the Bible said that he slew him with his own spear. We read of him again in 1 Chronicles 27, when David blew from Saul, and he left Benaiah, the Bible said, in charge over the 30. In 2 Samuel, he was a commander in David's army over the Cherethites and over the Pelethites. He was over 24,000 men in David's troops. David also remained loyal to David. Amen. When Absalom and Adonijah, amen, tried to rebel against David, he also was a chief bodyguard to Solomon later when he was king. Some say that there are a total of 8 different Benaiahs in the Bible. Amen. But stick with me. Amen. From what I study, amen, I can't tell quite for sure how many of them were different Benaiahs. Amen. But this thing, amen, this Benaiah that I want to preach to you about today, one thing that I know for sure is Benaiah went to Moab and he slew 2 lion-like men, and he also went down in a pit on his cold and snowy day and he slew a lion. I'm telling
if I've ever seen a cold day. I believe that we are living in a cold hour. A lot of churches are growing cold. And I understand, amen, in what I see and what I believe that God sees is a cold generation. But we can't just walk away because others have walked away and because others have grown cold. Israel got cold in Jeremiah. I'm telling you, brother, it's been all over my message. I thought Israel got cold in Jeremiah. And God told Jeremiah, he said, arise and go down to the potter's house. And there, amen, he wrought a work on the wheel. Amen. And there he took the clay that was marred in his hand. And the Bible said that he made it good again. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. And he said, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter? He can restore. He can make new. He can pull the hurt places out and make them like brand new. My friend, amen. But I wanted you to know this. We're going to have to stay in the potter's hands. We're going to have to stay upon the wheel. Oh, hang with me just a little while. Listen to the coldness in Israel's heart as Jeremiah tells them to turn. Amen. But it was such a cold day. This is what they had to say. Listen. Amen. There is no hope. We will walk after our own devices, and we will do the imagination of his evil heart. Amen. Listen to what the Lord says through Jeremiah. He said, will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which cometh down from the rock of the field, or the cold flowing of waters? Will they be forsaken? I'm telling you, when I read that scripture, brother, it smote my heart. And I began to say, Lord, what was Jeremiah trying to tell them? And I want to tell you what I feel like Jeremiah was saying. I feel like Jeremiah was telling them, come with me. Amen. I want you to look out there over them hills and over them mountains there in Lebanon. I want you to look out at the snow. Amen. It's up there upon top of them mountains. Amen. But I want you to know, just because it's cold right now, don't you dare walk away from Lebanon. Amen. Don't you dare pack up and walk away. Why, Jeremiah? Because after a little while, the season's going to change. Amen. And that snow's going to mount on top of that mountaintop. And it's going to come tumbling down. Hey, amen, to this place that we're in. And I'm telling you, it's going to water this place. And we're going to have a harvest after a while. But I'm telling you right now, it's cold. And I'm telling you, them people walked after their own devices. In this hour, I'm telling you, there's a lot of churches that's walking after their own devices, brother Earl. They got the bomb machines. They got the lights. Amen. They got the singing. They got the musicians. But brother, where's the power of God? I said, where is the power of God? I'm telling you, we need some of eyes in this hour and some Jeremiahs to stand up, even though it's a cold day, and begin to slay the enemy.
Yeah. Oh, lift your hands and ask God to help this preacher. Hallelujah.
Help us, God, here today.
Whoa. Give him some power. Oh, my. I'm telling you, I need to move on, but I feel some things coming up in my heart. Hallelujah. It ain't time to compromise with the world. I believe I'm in a holiness church today. I do. Amen. But I'm telling you, we feel like sometimes that we lower our standards. Amen. That we're going to win more people. And I'm telling you, as the world comes in, the Spirit of God will lead. Amen. The same.
my. Amen. Let me move on here. Amen. Don't go away after your own devices or strange gods. It ain't going to be like this always. Amen. It was a cold day that Jeremiah lived in spiritually. And it got so cold that it got to working in him, on him in that prison. Amen. It got cold. How do you know it got cold in them stocks and bonds? How cold did it get? Well, let me tell you what Jeremiah said. He said, I'm not even going to make mention anymore in his name, nor speak anymore in his name. But before he hardly could get them words out of his mouth, the Bible said, amen, his word that was in my heart as a burning fire set up in my bones. I'm telling you, amen, what I'd like to see in this hour is some backslidden preacher get back to God and God put the fire and out of the words back on his lips, and that so he could preach the word of God again under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It was a cold day when Apostle Paul, amen, floated up on that island of Melita. Amen, we seen he'd come through Euarchadon. You would have thought Apostle Paul would get a break. Bear with me, I'm going somewhere. Let me just preach this out this little while. I feel like God's going to help us here. We seen float up on that island called Melita. Just come through Euarchadon. I thought, Brother Jason, surely, amen, Apostle Paul, we get a break after this. Amen, but here he comes up, and amen, what's he see? He sees the barbarous people. Amen, and they're up there, and they got a fire going. Why do they have a fire going? I'm going to tell you why. The Bible said because the very present rain. Amen, and it was cold. What are you getting at, Brother David? Amen, Apostle Paul. Amen. It just come through rain. Hadn't seen the sun and the stars in many days. Surely he would get a break now. But no, 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 my friend. Amen. Even after Euarchadon, it rained upon him again. And it was cold again. And my friend, ain't that how it is nowadays? It seemed like one thing after the other. The church keeps coming up against. Surely you think we would get a break. But I'm telling you, Paul didn't stop. Amen. He gathered a bundle of sticks. And he took them and he placed them upon the fire. And when he put them upon the fire, amen, a venomous beast come up out of flames and latched a hold of his hand. Amen. An Apostle Paul, amen, shook that beast off in the fire. Amen. It went back to work for God. I feel like telling somebody in this place, don't let that thing suck the life out of you. Shake it off and go back to work for God. I said, shake that beast off and go back to work and that for God.
Yes. Oh my.
Put your hands down.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you, Jesus.
Help him. Paul was cold, but he kept on working. Some people can't work when it's cold. Whoa, let me preach to you now. Amen. When a cold front comes in, amen. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. I'm just going to get out here and preach a little bit. I'm telling you, when a cold front comes in, listen, I ain't a spring chicken like I used to be. When I was 18, 19 years old, now I ain't saying I'm old. Don't misunderstand me, but I'm 41 years old now. Amen. I found out, amen, when a cold front comes in, I can usually tell when it's coming. You know why? Because my hands start cramping up. Amen. My knee don't want to work right. Amen. I can feel where I broke a bone or two. I'm telling you, I want to compare that to the spiritual realm today. Brother, I'm telling you, amen, without the hands, amen, the body of Christ don't work like it ought to. And I feel like telling you, I feel like I got the hands and the feet and the arms and the limbs here and the mouthpiece and everything in between. But brother, I want you to know something. I know there are people sent what I'm talking about. I know there are people that have real reasons not to be here. But right now I'm telling you, there is a cold breath that's come through. And people are falling off the line on every side. But I want somebody to know that you can make it through this cold hour. You can hang on. And we need the help of God. And I'm telling you, when the hands ain't here, the church can't reach out like it ought to. Amen. The feet ain't here, the church can't run like it should. And I want somebody to know that you are an important, amen, piece in the house of God. And God needs you, amen, for his kingdom.
Yes.
Well, let me move on. Listen to what happens if we don't work in the cold. Proverbs said in 20:4 said, the sluggard will not plow by reason of cold. Therefore, he shall beg in the harvest and have nothing. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 24:10. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Many, oh, I'm telling you, I need to stop right there just for a minute. I'm telling you, if our society and our media isn't pushing this, amen, I'm telling you, they're trying to cause division in our country. But brother, I want to let you know that the devil is trying to cause division right in the house of God, because he knows that a house that's divided against itself cannot stand. But brother, I'm telling you right now, a church that's together, a church that's in unity, the devil can't do anything with it. Hallelujah, I'm telling you, amen, one to put 1,000 to fight, but 2 shall put 10,000. I feel like telling somebody we're better together. I said we're better, amen, we're together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The love of many.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. What is this? Let me read this to you. Verse 12. Amen. Because, amen, and many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. Why? Because iniquity shall abound, and the love of many shall wax cold. Hallelujah. Oh, why? Amen. Iniquity, amen, is waxing cold, the love of many. What love is it talking about? The love of Christ and the love that we have one towards another. I'm telling you, if we're ever going to make it in this hour, we are going to have a deep love in our hearts for the things and for the word of God. I'm telling you, I hope I ain't born you here today, because I really feel like preaching to somebody. Amen. That may be on the verge of being cold. Amen. Tell us who is going to make it. Amen. That he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Who's going to make it? Them that endure the coldness and slays that hatred that tries to rise up in their heart. Peter got cold, and guess what? He started calling the Lord afar off. I feel like telling you, amen, don't you follow Jesus afar off. Get just as close to him as you can. Amen. And I thought, thank God, Peter got converted and he started strengthening the brethren.
Help you. Yes.
Yeah.
I thought, listen to me. I'm not going to preach hard to you. I thought, Lord's going to turn this thing, help us right here.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. I thought a little while back. Amen.
Come on.
I thought, my wife, I don't have hardly any social media. I'm not preaching against social media. Don't misunderstand me. I believe it's operator error a lot of times when people do things they shouldn't. Amen. But I thought, I just don't have much social media. Amen. I'm not saying I'm going to never have it, you know. Amen. I just right now, just stay away from it a little bit, okay? So don't misunderstand what I'm telling you. I thought a little while back, amen, in the winter there, we're still in the cold, I guess. Amen. But I thought that big show came. I thought, me and my wife, she showed me this videos of some people doing the snow angel challenge. I thought,
well, let's just do it. That would be fun, you know. Hey, man, we'll get some people doing it. And I thought, you know, we sent out this message on, you know, she sent it out. I'm telling some people. Hey, man, what are you trying to say, Brother Dave? This is what I'm trying to tell you. Hey, man, I believe in holiness from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Hey, man, I do, and I preach it. Hey, man, when God lets me, I'll preach it the best way I know how. I'll tell you this, brother. I ain't into holiness with no bad attitude. I sure ain't. Amen. And I don't believe that holiness people ought to be a stick in the mud. I believe that we ought to be the happiest people on the face of the planet. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just going to have church by myself since nobody's helping me. I said, I believe we ought to be the happiest people in the world. Why? Let me tell you why. Amen. Jesus saved my soul, and he wrote my name on that heavenly roll. I'm telling you, I'm on my way to heaven. Hallelujah. My sins are under the blood of the Lamb. I've got a right to rejoice. To be happy. I was on my way to hell, but Jesus saved me.
Yeah.
Oh my. Yeah. Hallelujah to God.
Yeah.
Don't be a stick in the mud. Have fun. Come on this way.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'm telling you, Snow, let me get in this little drink of this so I can maybe finish this out.
Help him, Lord.
Ask God to strengthen my body, if you would. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, snow comes along with some things. Now, I'll share some things with you that snow comes along with. It's cold outside. Amen. And sometimes it's wet or fluffy. Sometimes it's slick and hard to keep your balance. Sometimes it's deep and it's hard to walk in. But brother, give me a Benaiah. Hallelujah. I said, give me a Benaiah. And said, I don't care how cold everybody else gets. Amen. I'm going to march on anyhow. I'm going through the blood. I'm going through the rain. I'm going through it all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm not about to give the enemy a chance to get the upper hand on me. I thought when I looked this up, amen, I'm going to try to, amen, get along with this right here and move on. I thought when I read this, I was on my way to church, and I called a brother, and I said, you ever heard anybody preach on Benaiah? He said, yeah, let me tell you something about Benaiah. And I said, no. I said, please don't. I said, I'm going down to the church. I'm going to look up what his name meant. He said, let me tell you just a little bit. I said, okay. He told me just a little bit. But I had to go look it up for myself, Brother Lewis. And when I got down to my church, I started looking up what Benaiah meant. And can I tell you what caught me and amazed me? This is what Benaiah means. Some of you probably already know this. Amen. Benaiah's name, it meant, amen, Lord built. Amen, Lord built. Amen, what are you getting at, Brother David? Amen. We know what Benaiah was. Amen. Benaiah was a Lord-built man. Hallelujah. I said Benaiah was a God-built man. Hallelujah. What are you getting at, Brother David? Well, let me move on. Hallelujah. You know what Jesus told Peter. Amen. He said, Peter, on this rock, you build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I got to slow down. I'm going to get into it far ahead of myself right here. Amen. Can I just give this to you? Have God give it to me. Amen. I was praying there, seeking the Lord. I'm just going to tell you how I got this message, okay? I like sharing it sometimes. Amen. How God gives it to me. I prayed. I was reading. I began to, you know, we had 9 inches of snow coming. They was calling for that big snow.
Yeah.
I was sitting there, kicked back in the old recliner. I began to look out there at that snow. Whoa. Anybody else ever do anything like that? Surely not. No. I sat back there and I looked at that snow flying, Brother Lewis. And I said, Lord, is there anything in the Bible about snow? And I began to look it up. Woo, I felt it was in there. Amen. I want to tell you what I saw. This is how I had it in my mind, okay? Amen. I seen one morning as Benaiah, amen, was laying there in bed. Amen. I don't know, maybe, amen, he had a family. I don't know. So he may know more about this than I do. Maybe Benaiah had a family, maybe then. Amen. But I just kind of pictured Benaiah laying there in bed one morning. Amen. The snow's flying and the alarm clock goes off. Amen. However you want to put it. Amen. But it was time to get up, Brother Lewis. Amen. And all of a sudden, amen, maybe Benaiah's wife said, "Hey, Benaiah, why don't you just stay here today? Why don't you just stay right here today? Amen. Just relax. Amen." But you know what Benaiah done? Benaiah said, "No, no, no. Amen. I'm going to get up." Hallelujah. I feel like telling somebody right here under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost that next Sunday, amen, when it's time to come to the house of God, I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to get up out of that comfortable place you're in and come to the house of God.
Bless you, Lord. All right, man. Bless you, Lord.
I want to paint a picture for you.
Yes.
As I see Benaiah, this is how I got it, okay? I can see Benaiah as the snow's flying. Woo! Can you see him there? He's marching to Moab. Woo! Here he comes.
All right.
Amen. And there's two lion-like men out there. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, I can see him. Amen. Maybe he's coming on the hill. Amen. I don't know how exactly the land was laid out there, but here he comes over top of the hill. Maybe towards that flat place. The snow's a flying everywhere. It's a cold day. Amen. In Moab. Amen. But can I tell you what Benaiah done? Amen. He kept marching. Amen. And I can almost see, amen, as he started drawing in, those two lion-like men, eyes looking over across through there, and their eyes light up, and they say, "Oh no, it's too late now. Benaiah's done here. I don't even have a sword in my hand. Why do you not have a sword in your hand? I never thought he would come on this cold day, but there he is." And can I tell you why we're in the house of God today? Because on this cold hour, the Lord can depart the eastern sky. And I want somebody to know it's time for Benaiah to rise up in this hour.
Amen.
Oh, you ready? Give me a song.
You're right, dear Lord.
Oh, I'm telling you, I'm trying to preach about us, but I can't do that. Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
But I thank God,
Lord,
that Benaiah didn't stop with just the lion like men.
Amen.
You see, there is a devil who is like a roaring lion.
Right.
Hey, I'm telling you, I feel like preaching.
Come on, brother.
Hey, man, will you help me? Honey, come give me a song. Or I'm going to preach all day to these people. I don't want to do it to them. Hey, man, I don't want to wear them out too much. So come give me a song. Hey, man, but I'll tell you, I've noticed something. Hey, man, that Benaiah done. Benaiah didn't stop there, Brother Lewis. Amen. And the Bible said that he went on down into the pit. Hallelujah. You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of my Lord and Savior. I'm telling you, I thank God that he died upon an old rugged cross. But brother, let me tell you something. He didn't stop there. He went a little bit deeper. He went a little bit further. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. Amen. And I'm telling you, he descended into the depths of hell. And Brother Ronnie, he snatched the keys right out of the devil's hand. Up death, hell, in the grave. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, today, I feel like somebody needs to go a little deeper. I said, I feel like somebody needs to go a little bit deeper in the things of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God help us all.
Hallelujah. Come on now. Help me preach. Will you stand with me? Help me maybe quit. Hallelujah.
Have your way, Lord.
What's it going to be in this hour? Let me just try to eat this microphone just for a few more minutes. Hallelujah. What's it going to be in this hour? Amen. Are we going to stay? Amen. Awake from the fire of God? Amen. Are we going to get cold and dry up and wither away in this hour? I don't think so. But I'm telling you, I believe there's a Benaiah in this place that's going to raise up in this hour. Amen. That's going to conquer the things of the enemy.
Yeah. Lord.
I'm going to share this now. I'm going to close. I thank you.
Have your way, man. Bless you, Jesus.
You probably heard this story. And I'm not going to get every detail right because I can't not remember. I've tried to remember. And if some of you know, would you please refresh me on the details and the preacher who it was. But I heard years ago story touched my heart. There was a pastor, he was out, I think, in Oklahoma, if I remember right. But one day, some bad storms come through, and it struck this church, and it wiped this church out. And this pastor was devastated. Oh, you can speak slowly or however you feel like it. Amen. If you're going to see fast, whatever. Amen. Don't matter either way to me. Amen. If you display, Sister Aaron, I'm going to try to wrap this up. He was devastated. He called a brother on the phone. He said, "Brother, what am I going to do? This is my whole heart. This is my life. This is my work in God. What are we going to do now?" He said, "I'm sitting out here and I'm looking and there's nothing left but a foundation." That pastor that he called tried to encourage him the best he could. But seemed like he just couldn't have the words, Brother Lewis, to give to him, to encourage him. He said, "I tried the best I could and I hung up the phone." And he said, "When I hung up the phone," he said, "I realized what that man had said." And he said, "I picked that phone back up immediately." And he said, "Brother, do you realize what you just told me?" And that brother said, "No, what are you talking about?" He said, "Brother, you said there is nothing left but a foundation." He said, "Son, what you need to do is you need to get out there, because that's all you need, and start building again." Hallelujah. Can I tell you why the church has been here for 15 years? Hey, I feel like preaching. And I'll tell you why this church has been here 15 years. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. Our church, amen. And I mean the church in general has been here a lot longer now. But can I tell you why this church is still here? Amen. Because it was built by the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, oh, except the Lord build a house, brother. Amen. I'm telling you, they that labor in vain. But brother, when God builds a house, I said, when God builds a house, brother, I'm telling you, that house is going to stand the test of time. And I tell you, I know in the 15 years, you've come against some hard times and some troubling times. But I'm telling you, I believe tonight with all my heart, Brother Jason, that you're a Benaiah, that God has sent you, that you're a God-built man. And this is a God-built church. And I'm telling you, if God's built it, the very gates of hell shall not prevail. I said we're going through by the grace and by the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Oh my. As my wife begins to sing, I'm done preaching. And I feel like asking you, will you be of an eye in this cold hour? Will you come out and finish? Will the church come down or you? Let's say, God help us. Come on, come on. I'm done preaching.
Thank you.